One argument you often hear in Richmond against expanding Medicaid is that it's a budget buster. Opponents say projections about how many people will enroll are so flawed that costs go out of control. But Michael Cassidy, the Commonwealth Institute, points to a recent study from the Brookings Institution that undercuts those arguments, finding that states that already expanded pretty much had costs under control because those projections were spot on.
And for Virginia, the fact that this debate has been dragging on for years means that we're actually in a better position to have a deep understanding of who we're likely to see enrolled in our program and what the costs are.
But Melissa Fowles at Americans for Prosperity says numbers from the federal government paint a different picture.
When you've got states like Kentucky, Ohio, even Massachusetts trying to roll back eligibility or do other things to kind of pull back on this program, that doesn't really scream to me that Medicaid expansion is working and that it's not a budget buster.
Several states that expanded Medicaid have Republican governors and Republican-controlled legislatures. So far, none of them have reversed the program and denied coverage to people who live in poverty or with disabilities. I'm Michael Pope.